ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तस्या एवं वर्तमानस्य कुलवेषां वृत्तिम् अन्वहम् नातिदूरे किल आश्चर्यम् यद् भाति तन् निबोध मे तस्यैवं वर्तमानस्य पूर्वेषां वृत्तिमन्वहम् नातिदूरे किलाश्चर्यम् यदासीदन्निबोधमे तस्यैवं वर्तमानस्य ऊर्ध्वेषां वृत्तिमन्वहम् नातिदूरे किलाश्चर्यम् यदासीदन्निबोधमे तस्यैवं वर्तमानस्य पूर्वेषां वृत्तिमन्वहम् नातिदूरे किलाश्चर्यम् यदासीदन्निबोधमे
तस्य महाराज परीक्षित एवं वर्तमानस्य रिमेनिंग एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन सच थॉट्स पूर्वेषां of his forefathers वृत्तिं good engagement अन्वहम् day after day not atidure far off kila verily ashcharyam astonishing yat that ati was tat which nibodha know it may from me. Translation. Now you may have heard from me of what happened while Maharaj Parikshit was passing his days hearing of the good occupations of his forefathers and being absorbed in thought of them.
So the question was how Maharaj Parikshit punished this Kali Yuga. The chapter name is How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. So, why he punished the Kali? Because, as he said, Purvesham Vritri Annaham Tasya Vartamanasya. You are situated always on the platform where his forefathers remained. This is called aristocracy. Every family or every caste, I mean, first of all there must be division, then family, community, society, then family. So, Parikshit Maharaj belonged to the royal family. His forefathers, or Bharat Vanusha. The Bharat dynasty, therefore, we'll find the members of the Bharat dynasty is called Bharat. Bharat. So Arjuna was addressed by Krishna as Bharat. Maharaj Dhritarashtra was also addressed as Bharat. Vidhu was addressed as Bharat. Many times you have seen it. So, these descendants of the Bharata dynasty, especially, not specially, all of them. When Parikshit Maharaj was born, so I have told you already, learned scholars in astrology, they were calculating the horoscope of the newly born child. So, he was being described as this child, this baby now born, he will be hero like this. He will be devotee like this. He will be the horoscope man and future what he will be. So, Maharaj Yudhishthira was anxious and he informed the learned Brahmins that this is all right, I thank you for your calculation. First of all, I want to know whether he will follow his forefathers. I want to know. That was the question. Because that Bharata dynasty, their rulers of the world, emperor and great devotee at the same time. Evam parampara prakasam imam raja rishayo vidu. They were not emperors and kings, simply tax collector. No. They were rajarshayo. Rajarshi. Rajarshi means royal majesty. But in their behavior, they are exactly like great friendly person. Raja and Rishi. That is called Rajas. Raja means royal king. And Rishi means saintly person. There are many examples of Rajasi. That's like Rajasi Janak. Janak Maharaj. Rajarshi Prahlad Maharaj, Rajarshi Dhruva Maharaj, Rajarshi Yudhishthira Maharaj, Rajarshi Parikshit Maharaj, all the kings almost, when monarchy was accepted, that is the only thing, monarchy must be accepted. But at the present moment, democracy means abolish monarchy and elect a rascal as monarch. This is called democracy. But after all, you have to accept a man, this leg should not be spread before the deity. monarchy, that is required, monarchy. Because a monarch is rajasi, he should be rajasi, a saintly person. And without being saintly person, how he can become representative of God? A king is supposed to be representative of God. So unless he has got godly character, saintly character, great devotee, how he can become the head of his state? Just like the demigods in the heavenly planets, the king of heaven is Indra. So, Indra is materially very opulent, although they are after material enjoyment. You cannot compare their material enjoyment with this material enjoyment on this earthly planet. There are thousand times better standard. The duration of life, paraphernalia for enjoyment, facilities, so many things. They are higher and higher. As you go to the higher planet, they are higher and higher, thousand times. Just like in this planet also, you see that some nation's standard of living is higher than other nations. Take for example, you Americans, your standard of living, from material point of view, you have got greater facilities, or you have created your own good facilities. Similarly, the more the intelligent persons are, they create their own facilities by the grace of God. Just like in this America, the Red Indians are there, but they could not develop the country. But when the Europeans came and settled in this country, now this country has become the first class country in comparison to other countries. So it is the intelligence. So the standard of living intelligence increases as you go higher, 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 higher. Urdhaṁ vachyanti sattva-svā. Urdhaṁ. Urdhaṁ means higher. And adho vachyanti tamasā. There are three qualities. The whole material world is being operated under the influence of three qualities. Traigunna viṣayāvedā nistraigunna bhavārjuna. So, according to the quality, there are different grades of people. And that is called chātubhannamayāsistam bhunatanma vibhāvas. So, everyone is not on the same platform. Everyone is under the influence of some quality of nature. Goodness, passion, ignorance. So, there is division. So the Kshatriyas, they are supposed to be in the mode of passion, a desire for controlling, ruling. That is Kshatriya spirit, ruling. Therefore, one Kshatriya king used to attack another Kshatriya king. The idea is not to take possession of others' property. The idea was that this king is not ruling nicely. Just that in your country you want to change the president, but forcibly he is sitting in his position. So, as you want good government, a good man as president, similarly, formerly, although there was fight between the two kings, the objective was different, not to occupy one's property, not to become a big thief. You know the story of Alexander the Great and the thief. Alexander the Great arrested one thief, and he was going to punish him. The thief pleaded, "Sir, you are going to punish me, but what is the difference between you and me? I am a small thief, you are a great thief, that's all. You are, by force, occupying other's kingdom, and you have no right. But because you are strong, somehow or another, you have got the opportunity and you are conquering country after country, country after country. So I am also doing the same thing. So what is the difference between you and me? So Alexander considers that, yes, I'm nothing but a big thing, that's all. So he released him. Yes, I'm no better than you. Just like the mice. Nowadays, there are many thieves who steal scientifically, legally. There are many lawyers, many scientists. They do harm, but legally. Legal murderers, legal cheaters, so many things. We have got experience, every one of us. If you can protect yourself under the power of law and you cheat others, then it is nice. But you cannot cheat the supervision of the Supreme, that you cannot do. A thief may steal secretly, but there is no secret. There is no secrecy for God. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. So suppose you are planning to do something mischievous activity. You can cheat the man-made law or the man-made police. But how you can cheat Krishna? He is sitting in your heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. So whatever you thinking, feeling and willing, it is immediately being observed and noted. This rascal wants to do this. Besides that, this is inside. Then outside, there is sun, there is moon, there is day, there is night. Everyone, there are eight kinds of witnesses. Whatever you think. And karmanādayo netrena. Just like a man is punished according to his gravity of similarity. Similarly, whatever you are doing, here everything is criminal in this material world. Everything is criminal. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali soma. Ei bhala, ei manda, sab monodhar. Daitya means things which is not directly Krishna. Daitya. Bhayam ditya adhini satasya, ditya. This ditya, this is called maya. Ditya means second. The one is Krishna. And maya is secondary. Just like light. Light and darkness. Darkness is not first. Light is first. And darkness means where there is no light. But there is no light, darkness. Similarly, darkness has no separate existence. It is simply absence of light. That's all. Real existence is light. The whole creation is just like real existence is the sun. Try to understand very easy. Sun, but when it is covered by the cloud, it is called darkness. Or it is covered by another planet, then we find darkness. Actually, there is always light. If you go through the cloud, to come to the sunshine, everyone has got the experience. Down, when you start your plane, it may be very dark. And then, when you go beyond the sky, 7 miles above, then you see there is sunlight. And again, if you start your plane in sunlight in the morning, in daylight, say in the morning and go to the western side, you will find never night. You will find never night. Always light, always light. Sometimes we have got experience. We start from a place, say at 10 o'clock, and going western side. Then after a few hours, we see that it is still 10 o'clock and the light is there. These are practical experience. So, actually, there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. Spiritual means Isavasamidam Sattvam, everything belonging to God. But when we think that there is no God, I am God, or it is mine, and that is darkness. This consciousness is darkness. So Krishna consciousness movement means to be situated above this material conception. Aham mameti. Janasya moho ayam aham mameti. This conception that I am the proprietor and everything belongs to me, this conception is called illusion. And this illusion increases by mental speculation. Ultimately, that mental speculator remains in darkness, but he thinks that he has become liberated. This is another darkness. Another darkness. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jinnera vinyasa vimukta manina. Here vinyasa, Krishna's name is take a minute. Jinnera vinyakha vimukta manina. Tayasra bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Arujya kichena param padam tapaha. Patanti adha. Patanti adha. Anadita jismad anghaya. Pradhan Maharaj said, my Lord, Aravinda Aksha. Krishna is another name, as I explained yesterday. God has no name, but he has got thousands and millions of names according to his relationship with the devotee or the world. As I explained yesterday, Krishna is called Devaki Nanda because he has got relationship with devotee. Therefore he has become Devaki Nanda. Krishna is called Yasodhananda. So, similarly, Krishna's another name is Aravindaksha. Aravinda, because his eyes are just like petals of the lotus flower. Aravinda Nabha. Aravinda Nabha means Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, God Buddha Tri Vishnu, from his navel, one lotus flower is grown. Therefore, it is called Aravinda Nama. So here, Krishna is addressed, Hey Aravindaksha, Jenni Aravindaksha. Je Anne, Anne means neglectfully, others. Prominent men are especially mentioned. Here is Mr. Satan, Satan, and there are others. So, these others, he Aravinda, Jenne, who are that others, Jenne Aravinda ko vimukta manina. The others means less intelligent class of man, were thinking that I am now liberated, I have now become God, by mystic yoga, by meditation. So therefore it is called manina. Manina means they are thinking wrongly like that. Actually they are not liberated. Not liberated. They are in darkness because he is foolishly thinking that he has become God. How you can become God? What is your power? What you have shown like God? We accept God, Krishna, Lord Ramchandra and others by seeing his activities. Krishna, at the age of 7 years old, he lifted Govardhan Mountain, Govardhana Dhari, Giridhari. So what you have, you cannot raise in 5 kilos of load, and you are becoming God. So these so-called gods are accepted by so-called devotees. These are all rascals. Therefore it is called manina. They're thinking by mental speculation that I have become God. Hey, what you have got power, what you have done, that you have become God. But they are foolish. They do not calculate the value of his, strength of his becoming God by their thinking. Therefore it is called manina. Then you can think at your home that I am the proprietor of the Bank of America. So you may become a crazy fellow like that, but to become proprietor of the Bank of America is different. But this foolish man will think like that. I am God, I am moving the sun, I am moving. This is their meditation. Perhaps you know. These rascals, these dogs, not gods, they think like that. I am moving the sun, I am moving the earth. Therefore it is called vimukta manina. Thinking, foolishness, thinking. Why they are thinking foolishly? We see they are advanced in knowledge, they can put forward so many words about becoming God. That has been described by Sudarshan Bhaktatuj. Their so-called explanation that they have become God, that has been described by Bhaktatuja, jugglery of words, to be fool and another fool. That's therefore in Bhagavad, in another place, it is said that Sabiri Maraha Ustak Kharoi Sanskruta Purushapasu. Purushapasu. If one person who is not devotee, if he is praised and will exalted, so where from these praising words are coming? Na Sabir Varaha Ustrakharai. Such praising comes from the persons who are like dogs. So, Vir Varaha, these 2 liter pigs, Sabir Varaha Ustra, camel, and Khara mean ass. These classes are men. They praise such another big animal. Sabir Varaha Ustra, because anyone who is not a devotee of the Lord, he is not Rajarshi, Devarshi. He is not praiseworthy at all. He is a fool. He is a rascal. That is our conclusion. Now it is real conclusion. Because Krishna says, Murha. Murha means rascal. Ramana Duskidunam Murha Prapadante Naradhama. So our simple test is whether a man is devotee or not. If we find that he is a devotee, then he respects. Yes, he is nice. Vaishnava. In Jamaraja says, offer my respect to the Vaishnava. But if we see that he's not a devotee, he's claiming himself as God, as the Supreme, then immediately, according to the formula of Bhagavad Gita, we accept Mura. Because a Mura does not surrender. A Mura, that is the test. Anyone who has not surrendered to the principle of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajyamami Tam Saranam, that is the test. If he has not surrendered to God or Krishna, then he is Mura. That is also explained in the Bhagavad. Janneva Vindakha Vimuktamanina. Why they are so Muras? This is cause and effect. If a man has no money, he is called poor. Poor man. Similarly, if a man has no success to surrender unto God, he is Mura. So, but thinking that he has become liberated, he has become one with God, and he is God himself, everyone is God. Therefore, they are Mura. Janneva Vindakha Vimuktamanina. So, it is in good words, Vimukta Manika. And because it is said by Vyasadeva, or a devotee, little respectful, Vimukta Manika, falsely thinking that he has become liberated. But when Krishna said, because he is the Supreme Lord, he says it is a Mura, it is a rascal. There is a father can immediately call his son rascal, or spiritual master can say, because superior position, rascal. Others, the rascal may be addressed in an ornamented language. He is to be proved a rascal, but some, for friendly sake, just like Krishna, when he was talking with Arjuna, he directly did not say, "My dear Arjuna, you are rascal number one. You are rascal number one, because friend." But he did not say that. But he said, "Asa chananusha uchastam pradyabhadam subhasase gatasum agatasum sa nanusha uchanti pandita." My dear Arjuna, you are simply lamenting on this body. This is not the subject matter of lamentation. Actually, that's the fact. You are thinking that my grandfather, my brother, they will be killed, and you are putting forward great philosophy, this, that. After all, this body will be finished. Either your grandfather's body or your brother's body, we do not kill them. In due course of time, everything will be finished. That's a fact. Therefore, Asachan, why you are anxious for putting to their body? Asachan only suchasta. And at the same time, you are talking great philosophy. Pragyava danso hasase. Philosophy means pragyava. The asachanam suchastam prajnabhadam subhasasi, but nanusuchanti pandita, one who is actually learned, he does not take very much care of these things. That means you are a fool. That means you are a fool. That a pandit, a learned man, does not do like this. It is called, what is the English term, remember now, that if I speak, that sometimes from my home, this thing was stolen, and the man who stole, he looked like you. But not directly. You are the man who had stolen my property, but he can say, in a gentlemanly way, he looked like this. You see? So, similarly, Krishna says, anyone who is not surrendering unto me, who is not a surrendered soul, and thinking that he has become God, he is very learned scholar, Vedanti, these things have vimukta manina. Now, I have no business to go to a temple. In our country, there is a class. They have developed a system not to go to the temple. That is their propaganda. Not to go to the temple. Why you should go to the temple for finding out God? God is everywhere. If God is everywhere, now why not in the temple? What the temple has done? If God is everywhere, then in the temple there is God. You may call deity worship as idol worship, but the situation created by deity worship, Krishna consciousness, practical. This was a church. This was a church. How many years ago? Since when we have occupied? 4 years. And because nobody was coming, so this church was sold and we purchased. Now, why people are coming? The church or temple, if there is no God, so why people are coming? The same time. Because you could not convince them about the science of God. Therefore it was written. You cannot bluff all people for all the time. That is not possible. You must give them substance. Then they will agree, yes, there is power. So, Parikshit Maharaj, a special qualification. Saputbhisham Mahatmana. This Mahatma I have already described. Mahatma means devotee. Mahatma does not mean a politician. Mahatma means simply Mahatmanusumang Prasud Devi Prakriti Mahasita Bhajanti Ananna Manasu. He is Mahatma. Ananna Manasu, without any deviation, 24 hours, he is engaged in Krishna service. That is Mahatma. That is Mahatma. So, Maharaj Parikshit's situation is described. Here it is saying, the Saiva Bhattamanasya. How he kept himself always. Na Purbhisham. Purbhisham is very wild again. As it was used previously in the 13th and 15th verse. Sa Purbhisham Mahatmaha. You are so responsible that always thinking whether I am deviating from the path of my grandfather's Yudhishthira Arjuna. That was his. In this way he was always it. That was his first business. Because his grandfather was a devotee, Rajarshi Yudhishthira. So he wanted to keep himself on the position of Rajarshi. And because he kept himself on the position of Rajasi, therefore he was able to punish the Kali. Because at the present moment, there is no Rajasi. All rascals and fools and animals are on the top of government. They cannot see what is Kali. They cannot see. Because he is also one of the members of the Kali. How you can see? Therefore the whole world is now being led by the police agent. So they cannot check. Here it is said that Nasi Dure Kyasadam Jagasi Tanibodo. Suppose if you are not yourself in healthy condition, you cannot understand what is unhealthy condition. If you are not a scientist, you cannot see how the other thing is not scientific. If you are not yourself a medical man, you cannot understand what is the disease. So Maharaj Parikshit, because you are Rajas, Puddeshang Vritti Annaham, you are following strictly the occupational duty of his forefathers, Anu Ahani, day to day, not forgetting even for a single moment. Therefore, he could see that what is that Koli. The Koli, avoiding Koli, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating. These are Koli. You will understand from this chapter very clearly. These four things are representative of Koli. Now at the present moment, all over the world, Koli's influence is going on. Almost everyone, 99.9%. You cannot say 10% because there are some gentle people. So, take it. 99.9%. All under the influence of Koli. Illicit sex life, gambling, intoxication, and meat eating. So how these people can see what is Koli? He is himself under the influence of Koli. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's situation, Vartamanastha, Tasyaiva Vartamanastha, how you are being situated, in what position you are. It's like not to go so far as to go to Parikshit Maharaj. Even those who are neophytes trying to be beyond the range of Kali Yuga, our members of the Krishna Society, because they have given up these four sinful activities, they can see how one is influenced by Kali. So this is the collision. Therefore he could see. Now because the so-called leaders, so-called presidents, they are themselves agents of Kali, how they can stop these illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication? They cannot do. So you have to take shelter of this Shastra, and then you will be able to avoid it. Otherwise, it is not possible. Thank you.